Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley, and all the boys are back. We're in studio. Brian's back from Louisiana. Good morning, B.
What's up, brother? Man, I'm good,
James. How was the trip?
It was great until I started coming back.
Yeah,
everything down there was good. Boudin was good. Crackling was good. The boiled crabs was outstanding.
Steamed crabs.
Gumbo was super good. Etouffee. So I ate a little bit of everything. Catfish po' boy. Played some golf. Hung out with the guys. As everyone told me, you did. B. Mitch, you killed that speech. I was nervous because my buddy kept pouring me some drinks and then had the nerves to start telling me that I was going to mess the speech up. And then on my way back, we're about to hit the runway and take off. And they say, we just got word that we have to back off.
So did you have to back off from Lafayette or from Houston?
From Lafayette to Houston.
Oh, man.
So they said there's a plane coming in with an emergency and emergency vehicles are going to meet it. You ever see this stuff on the news, like on TV, when you see all the fire trucks and stuff going out? It was fire trucks. It was, medical people went to this, and it was like a smaller plane. Guess someone on the plane had some issue.
Oh, man.
And then we get to Houston, and I get off my plane. I have 17 minutes. I'm in Terminal B.
Which at Bush, the big one?
IHA.
Yeah.
I have to get to Terminal E.
That's a big-ass airport.
It said it stops boarding at, 5:52. I show up at 5:53.
You had to show them the old speed, huh?
Bruh.
Were you running?
I got to the tram, and I had to run the rest of the way. They are already closed down, walking. I'm like, ho. She said, we turned off all our stuff. You were on the plane from Lafayette, right? I said, the fact that you know I was on the plane from Lafayette, why the hell did y'all shut down? So I now have to wait for 7:50 to get on the flight.
Oof.
You're not commenced to eating everything else.
You're back, though.
I'm here. I got home.
What time did head hit the pillow?
Close to 1.
Damn, dog.
And then I knew I had to leave tonight, so I had to get everything ready.
You going to Atlanta tonight?
Yes, I got up and I started like doing everything I had to do to make sure I didn't have to worry about all that later.
You're a man on the move, sir.
Moving, bro.
So
moving, yeah, grooving.
I am not going to Atlanta till Sunday morning. And usually you go at least the day before. That's kind of the rule. And
I hope you don't run into no plane issues.
Well, I think you'll laugh at this. With everything we got going on at the house and just there's a million things and we have a lot going on tomorrow. And I just was trying to be like good dad, good husband, I can fly out Sunday morning. There's a zillion flights. If all hell breaks loose, I'll get in my car. You know what I mean? Like, I'll make it there for kickoff. Guess what I learned? By moving my flight back a day.
Mm.
I'll also be in town for my anniversary, which I had no idea was this weekend.
So, hold on. I have a daily way of telling you to not say stuff over there. Because, dude, you had it in the bag.
I know.
Until you said that. Because someone that knows her will get that message to her that you had forgotten.
I kind of think she's aware.
Once you figured it out, you could have played this thing off as this is my whole
That was my plan, babe. That was my plan.
Yeah, but yeah. You just screwed that up, dog.
Sure. That's what I do, B.
Even Jeff shaking his head. Jeff like, I do some bad stuff, but not that.
Yeah, JP. You should have just been quiet on that one.
Yeah, man.
And that's coming from a talkative person.
I'm a transparent dude. I got to be me, for better or worse.
Okay. You could have been transparent off the air with that one.
Yeah. Because you, boy, I tell you, anniversary normally is a good day for people. Ain't going to end well for you.
Serving up some punch.
I forgot we were supposed to do that.
But as long as I know in advance, I know. I'm aware. I'm good. I'm Gucci.
As long as you know what in advance.
Like, I now know tomorrow's our anniversary.
Okay, but no.
You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
That's how it works. You forgot. You did all these plans.
You can't forget something if the thing hasn't happened yet.
Yes, you can.
So now I know.
Because you weren't planning for it. And you are not a planner, so you won't do no good planning.
I got a plan.
Okay.
I got a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Picking up crab cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I Googled.
The plan was going to be perfect, and they're going to go along with it. But the mere fact that you just had diarrhea in the mouth, it ain't going to work well.
I Googled, it's our 12th anniversary.
So you Googled that?
I Googled, you know how there's like, you're supposed to get
certain
things. Oh,
what you got to get, okay. I thought you said I Googled to find out it was our anniversary.
No, I don't think that's on the internet. I hope not. No dude on the planet knows what you're supposed to get for the 12-year anniversary. That's a fair Google.
I just think if you just buy something, nobody cares what you buy.
Yeah. I'm either going to buy something or buy the thing.
One day that thing going to tell you buy wood. Buy some wood and see what happens. Hey, listen, it got some of the dumbest things in the world about what year to buy what. You will hit one of those years, and if you buy what they say, you're going to find out that some idiot put that whole thing together.
Probably.
Yeah, wood, tin, aluminum. They got all kinds of, the diamond and the gold stuff is good.
Yeah.
But all the other ones, not good.
There was a football game last night. I'm guessing you saw zero.
I saw 100% of none of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a terrible game for three quarters, honestly. Seattle was leading 20-6 in the fourth quarter.
What I did see was, how the hell was I getting blamed for Landfill betting on Sam Darnold? I need to know that. Landfill, I wasn't even here. How the hell I got blamed for you betting on Sam Darnold?
Because it's your fault.
No.
You were supposed to talk me out of it.
No, you say the alumni. The alumni we talked about was the Commanders.
Oh, yeah, the alumni were the one, too.
Sam Darnold has nothing to do with Burgundy and Gold.
It's not just on me. It's on all of the alumni.
No. This is all of us.
Darnold ended up covering for you.
We only handle stuff from this area. We don't have to do nothing with the other people.
We had a discussion about the Sam Darnold rush yards prop. Mm-hmm. He hit
24. He had one for 24, right?
Yeah.
That's probably the longest he's ever had in his own career.
So the game was terrible, and I generally don't turn like the Monday or the Thursday night game off just because I'm a degen. And I'm reading a really good book right now that I kind of wanted to turn the game off and start reading. And then finally, Marvin Harrison makes a play, Kyler makes a play, then they go on another drive, and bang, 2 minutes left, it's tied up.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to suffer through 50 minutes of terrible football, probably 2.5 hours. And finally, at the end of this thing, it gets good. And then the Seahawks kicker is able to bang it in from 50 to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up being a pretty good game. I think Seattle might be good. They're now 3-1.
Their defense is very good.
Good defense. Yeah. Now, can you trust Darnold in January? Probably not. But you could probably trust him October, November.
Possibly.
What? When does your... I'll ask Landfill this too, but I'm going to ask a more sane person to start. And now I'm calling B. Mitch sane, which is quite a statement.
I think you're the smartest man in the world by saying that.
When, at what point for Darnold do we turn the page and we're like, you know what? This guy's pretty good. Like, we've done it with Goff, I think. And Darnold.
Goff has had a way better and longer track record than damn Darnold.
Agree.
Goff went to a Super Bowl and we were calling him bad.
Yeah, and they traded him away.
Darnold hasn't sniffed a Super Bowl.
No.
Okay.
Okay, maybe I'm not comparing him to Goff, but for a while it was like, oh, Goff can't play, and now I think everyone accepts Goff's pretty good. He's a top 10 quarterback. What do we need to see from Darnold to get
into
there?
The playoffs and lead your team? Don't be the reason that your team lost.
He looked like a big old wimp in the week 18
last year
to Detroit.
Bro, he was awful. And it was 2 weeks in a row that he played like that.
Something else happened in the news yesterday that I wanted your opinion on.
What's that?
Do you know Sean Alexander at all? Really good running back.
Oh, I saw that. Listen, bro, I was paying attention to you all through the text thread. And
what do you think of having 14 children?
He needs to go braid his stuff to make sure it don't happen anymore.
He's very good at hitting the hole.
He need to cut it, burn it, braid it. And then his wife needs to do the same thing. I mean, listen, bro, I understand. You're supposed to be fruitful and do whatever, but 14? That's too many.
In 2001, he scored 14 touchdowns.
Well, I guess he should have scored four. He would have only won four kids.
Get to the end zone. Well, if it's
I saw that, and I mentioned that to the dudes I was playing. You remember my buddy Don that played on the work on the PGA?
Yeah.
He was like, for what? Why? He said, man, that's too many.
If it's based on his touchdown expensive. Totals, in 2005, he ran for 27 touchdowns.
Okay, he got 13 more. he trying to reach that.
So, you know my boy Lee, right?
That's a lot of damn kids, bro.
So I tweeted out, because I feel like the most famous former NFL player with a bunch of kids was Phil Rivers,
yeah.
who I think has 9, maybe 10.
Yeah, 10 or 11
know.
Now.
And
Which I think is too much for that.
I tweeted out, damn, Sean Alexander's leaving Phil Rivers in the dust. And Armstrong texted me, he's like, you won't tag Antonio Cromartie in it. Remember Cromartie?
Cromartie's not close.
He couldn't keep track of all
the
names.
Yeah, but he's only like 7 to 9. Those other guys are 11 and 14. That's too many, bro.
That's a lot of kids. Cromartie has 8.
8. Well, he's way behind. he's a whole touchdown behind, what's called?
That is. That's true.
Mean, come on, dog. Hey, man, listen, bro.
I have 2 children. That's enough.
If you don't have any control, just say it. You know, some people that are more religious than others, they say, well, this is what I'm supposed to do. No. You can also be a little bit more controlled. Back off a little bit.
Jeff's just dropping jokes.
Find something else to do with her. Like, just have a dinner without going all the way. Sometimes you can hit a single, you're not the home run, hit a home run every damn time. Grand slam him. He been hitting grand slam.
Just hitting bombs.
Bow, bow.
14 kids is a lot of kids.
What the hell? No, man, that's too many.
The Ryder Cup's going on. And let me tell you, the U.S. is getting their ass kicked.
Well, let me tell you, I was kind of like JP today. Traveling in the middle of the week, I thought it was the weekend in a sense. And I kept looking on my phone to try to find out the Ryder Cup scores, what had happened. And it kept saying the Friday's thing is about to start. And I'm like, damn, why am I thinking, what's wrong with my phone? It's not working. Today is Friday.
Congratulations, everybody. We made it another week. It's Friday, September 26th. Woo. And just so you know, September 27th is my anniversary, Landfill. I'd appreciate it if you.
And I think you found out this morning.
You addressed that.
Somewhere. You found it out this morning, didn't you?
Yesterday.
Yesterday evening?
Yep.
How?
Lauren asked what she should make for our anniversary dinner.
So in other words, you didn't know. She had to make sure you knew.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So now she really knows that you screwed up.
I haven't screwed up because it hasn't happened yet. I haven't forgotten anything.
Bruh. When you say, babe, I'm a fly on Sunday, she thought it was because of that. Now she know that it had nothing to do with it.
It's because of the flood and the house and everything. She knew that.
Yeah, but still, you probably was planning. But the woman
honesty
was thinking
is the
about
best policy. I could have tried to parlay that. Be like, you know, I know it's our anniversary and
nah, but the thing about it, she knows you didn't know. Now
I'm not gonna name names, but you know what moves glacially slow?
What?
Dealing with insurance.
Oh yeah.
Bro, I mean,
bro, come on, man.
Do you know how much construction started at my house?
None.
Zero.
Bro, this is what you gotta understand, Jay. They want your check immediately. But they're going to take their time on when they're going to give you some of that damn money back you've been paying them. You probably pay 20 years, 10, 15 years before you ever have a claim, and then they try to make sure that they don't have to pay you a damn thing. That's all. Listen, all insurance companies think like that.
It's great. It's really awesome.
Yeah. And
then
after they pay you, you know what they're going to do? They're going to make sure
your rate going
up.
I know.
Yep. That's why I just changed the insurance company after I did it.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. The Ryder Cup, live update. In three of the four matches, the U.S. is getting smoked. Bryson and JT are down 3 on the 15th hole. Scotty and Russell Henley are down 4 on the 13th hole. Colin Morikawa and Harris English are down 5 on the 12th hole. I guess that could get closed out pretty soon. I'm no math guy.
5 on the 12th hole? Yeah, that could be closed out.
Isn't that 5 through 12?
Yeah. They're down 5 and they already played 12. So the next, if they get to the next hole and they don't, if they win a tie, if they win it, if the other team wins it, it's over for them.
Doug, this is just an old fashioned.
No, but what it is, the United States players need to learn to play more match play. And I know people listening probably say, well, they play pro. Listen to me. Match play is totally different than stroke play. You know, so.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know me. I'm way better at match play than stroke play.
You can go out there and in match play, you can have a 9 on a hole. That's one hole.
Right.
But you can beat the hell out of them on every other hole.
Right. You know, it was really interesting. My buddy Keith Unicle is a really good player, right? Really, really good. Probably like a +5 or something. And he was explaining that really good players get screwed in match play because the handicap system, and I'm talking regular like dudes golf, mm-hmm. right? Like men, just regular men's golf, because the handicap system is built on stroke play.
Yeah.
So then if he's playing me in a match, he's got to give me like 16 strokes. But if I blow up and take an 8 in match play, it doesn't impact the round.
Yeah.
And then he's giving me a stroke on the next hole.
Yeah, but that's in regular people. They right. don't get no strokes.
No. These guys are in a different
world. But I tell you, I like that. Like when me and my guys play, our little action is always match stroke.
That's smart.
To make like, but like I play guys where they only play stroke play, and they'll hit a bad shot, and they immediately go, "Oh man, all right, let's go to the next hole. I lost that hole," and I'm like, "No, I'm finishing the hole
they only
no matter
play
what."
Match play, you say.
But that's how they try to play it. But like me. I don't care if I'm up or down. I don't care if I had a bad shot or not. I'm finishing the damn hole.
You know me. I will pick that ball up and put it right in my pocket.
I finished the hole because, like, you know, yesterday.
I'm in a greenside trap and don't get out.
Yesterday, B-I-P. I was talking trash to my boy.
Ball in pocket.
Then I hit a bad drive. I had a weird little shot. I took the old 7-wood, hit it down there. Swish, hit an old nice little chip, made par. He hit his drive perfect. Yapping, I say, dude, I might still make par on this hole.
I've seen the way you stay locked in when your ball's under a tree or next to a bush or something is crazy. I don't have that.
I don't have quit.
It's like you're a pro athlete.
They call me DQ, not Dan Quinn. Don't quit.
I'm a big-eared blogger. They call me. We got a lot to get to today. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is 8-7 through 3 weeks, one up, over 500. Gov usually gets hot around this time of year through Thanksgiving. Maryland Governor Wes Moore will join us with his picks at 10:40.
All right.
PFT commenter from the world-famous Pardon My Take podcast will join us at 11. We're going to have Carl Dukes, who covers the Falcons, join us at 1 o'clock. Jeff has a new song, apparently. I believe he's identified where the Falcons play. You'll hear Jeff's song at 12:45. We're also doing Ask B. Mitch Anything, brought to you by Collars & Company, where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. Ask B. Mitch Anything at noon. B, when we come back, I want to discuss the quarterback situation, the Terry McLaurin situation. I think a whole bunch of people aren't going to play this weekend. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.